When Whittington came looking for Captain Vickery and filled him in on Cody's conclusion, the ranger stared at the sheriff as if he were a madman. "You must have heard Cody wrong," he told the local lawman. "Either that or all of Cody's reasoning has deserted him. The Reverend Mason can't possibly be the guilty one. No man who'd put his life on the line the way he did tonight with that mob could be such a heinous slayer of innocents."
To understand how religions propagate, we of course want to put the successful religions under the microscope. But we do not want to forget the unsuccessful ones that did not make it. The reasons for their failures can be equally instructive.
Despite the dandyish outfit, there seemed to Andrea to be something just a bit dangerous about him. The trouble was that Mr. Woodbine didn't have much to say and seemed much more interested in observing the other passengers, which seemed most unfair to Andrea. She knew that even aside from her blonde hair and blue eyes, she was considered by some men to be quite pretty, and she knew for certain that her figure was as good as that of many women and better than most.